Shall we pray? Father, we bless you and thank you, Lord. Through the Levitical sacrifices, Father, you are unveiling to us an amazing mystery, Father. A mystery that is going to be explained in our inward parts. A mystery that is going to be unveiled through each and every one of us that stands as members of the living body of Christ, Father. Each one of us alive in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Each one of us having the capacity to manifest the fullness of Him who must fill all in all, Father. That's our calling, Father. And as we understand the Levitical sacrifices, as we unveil the actual processes of our salvation, we realize that our salvation leads, O God, to the unveiling of a humongous mystery in Christ Jesus, Father. The mystery of Christ, the mystery that you have ordained from the foundations of the world to be revealed, O God, through the church that is the body of Christ. The body of Christ called to manifest the fullness of Him who fills all in all, Father. We want to thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ being unveiled in us in a great and awesome intimacy, Father. And that intimacy is unique to each one of us. It is a realization that you want each one of us to receive and realize, Father, knowing that He died for each one of us, Father. That His death and sacrifice, His resurrection, Father, is available to us to receive, to realize, and to live in, Father, to give expression to, Father, in thought, word, and in deed, in conscious, subconscious, and unconscious terms, in spirit, soul, and body, in heart, and in mind. Everything within us has the potential, O God, of unveiling the fullness of Christ Jesus, Father. That is our destiny, Father, to have the privilege of receiving and realizing Christ Jesus, where we taste and see and know Him and express Him, Father, in everything that we become, Father, that He becomes life to us, Father. And the life that is described in Him, Father, is a life that we have to discover by revelation, because it is a brand new life. It unveils, O God, a brand new reality. And as that life is unveiled in us through Your Word, Father, we thank You. That we are the recipients of an amazing grace, Father. We are the recipients of a mercy, O God, that is amazing, Father. That You are bringing us forth from out of darkness into a marvelous light, Father. As You raise us into the mount of the Lord in a growing Passover that is entirely, O God, an expression of Your grace. We are being called to realize the reality of being tabernacled in the secret place of the Most High God under the shadow of the Almighty. That is the reality, O God, that is presented, O God, through the Levitical sacrifices. That the Levitical sacrifices open us, O God, to the Holy of Holies. They open us, O God, to the reality of communing with You, Father, in the Mount of the Lord. That is the grace that You have given us, Father. What the law could never have done, Father. What the law could never have achieved, Father, You have manifested to each and every one of us, Father, bringing us, O Lord, from peculiar circumstances and situations, working, O God, with our peculiar characters and natures to unfold, O God, an amazing reality, the mystery of Christ explained in us and amongst us and through us, Father, the mystery of Christ that will enlighten, O God, the universe in a newness, Father. We thank You that the potentials of the body of Christ are so humongous, Father. The potentials of the body of Christ are enormous, Father. Because we are the work of Your hands. We are Your people. We are Your creation in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit, Father. We are called, we are anointed, we are appointed for a great and holy purpose. And in this reality of the unveiling of salvation, Father, You have given us everything that we can possibly need, Father, forever and ever. And that is something, O Lord, that is amazing, Father. So we thank You that on the cross, Lord, You manifested an awesome reality, Father. An awesome reality, O God, of provision, Father, that will enable us, O God, to try and be transformed from sinners to saints, Father. From sons of men to sons of God, Father. That we will unveil as morning stars, Father, in the brightness of the rising of our Lord and Master, our Lord Jesus Christ. So Father God, bless us as we hear Your word. Bless us, O God, as we listen and receive Your word. Let our hearts be receptive. Let our hearts be enabled to receive, Father. Let everything that goes on within us be entirely the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. Let the fullness of Christ Jesus flow through the word that we speak today. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. We talked about a mystery last week. It's very important to understand that the Levitical sacrifices are dedicated to the unveiling of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are dedicated to us receiving and realizing all that God has invested in the fullness of Christ Jesus. So let's read this passage from Ephesians and take it from there. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 3. Here Paul says in verse 3 that there is something called the mystery. Right? The mystery. He says in verse 3, by revelation there was made known to me the mystery. And that mystery is described in very specific terms, the mystery. And in verse 4 he talks about that mystery, the mystery being the mystery of Christ. And that's something very important for us to understand, that this mystery of Christ is the mystery that God has for us to receive and realize. When we started this teaching series, we started the foundations based on revelation knowledge, the reality of being taught by God. And that reality of being taught by God is something you and I must understand is our right. It has been given to us as an element of God's grace. We are all to be taught by the Father. Right? John chapter 6 verse 45. We are all to be taught by God our Father. Amen? And what is God our Father interested in unveiling in us? The mystery of Christ. Right? The mystery of Christ. Okay, so let's look at verse 8. Here Paul speaks about the unfathomable riches of Christ. Alright? The unfathomable riches of Christ. Alright? Let's just keep that there. The unfathomable riches of Christ. And he goes on to say, to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things. So there is an administration of this mystery, that something is to be manifested functionally, that this mystery is not there just to be a mystery. This mystery that God is talking about in Christ Jesus is to be revealed. And this mystery of Christ alive in us is supposed to become a functional reality. It is to unveil an administration. Right? We are all being trained to occupy positions in this administration. And these positions are going to be unveiled through functions that God will bring alive in us as the mystery is explained in peculiar terms in each and every one of us. Now we are all not called to do the same thing. We are all called to do something that is peculiar to God's saving grace in our lives. And that's something we need to understand. So as we start with the sin offering, you need to understand when God speaks about the sprinkled blood being sprinkled seven times, he's talking about perfection, he's talking about the process of being perfected, the ultimate purpose being the unveiling of this mystery within our being. You are the temple of the Lord. And in that temple, God wants to unveil something peculiar to his purpose for your life. For his purpose in your life in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. And so he talks about the view of an administration suitable to the fullness of the times. The mystery which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things. Verse 9. Verse 10. In order that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. So you must understand that you are a creature of destiny. That salvation is not just about being born again. Salvation is not just about going to heaven. Salvation is about having a humongous purpose in life in all eternity. That God your Father has an amazing ambition over your life. You are his son, whether you are male or female. And you need to understand that he has a great purpose for you. And that purpose is going to be unveiled in his wisdom. And that purpose is going to be manifested in a glory that is going to surprise many who reign in heavenly places. Alright, so In order that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus. Very awesome terms. That the life of the Messiah has got eternal ramifications. It has got eternal potential. And that's why we need to understand that there is more to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ than meets the eye. In fact, what we actually today in the Christian church understand about the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is just entirely on the surface. It is through this reality of revelation knowledge, unveiling the mystery of Christ, that God wants to bring you into the potentials that he has for you. And all of those potentials stand in the nature, the character, the fullness of Jesus Christ. And that nature, the character, and the fullness of Jesus Christ was expressed for you through a sacrifice, so that you will receive and realize the communication of that sacrifice in your being and unveil this mystery that God has chosen to manifest in us through the name of Jesus. Hello. 2,000 years ago, 12 disciples decided to proclaim that on the cross was manifested a salvation that will unite things in the heavens and the earth in the righteousness of God. They were not very impressive people. They were simple people chosen from very awkward stations in life. And God used them to start a revolution. A revolution that is entirely in and of and through the Lord Jesus Christ. The church has gone on its own way, trying to do other things rather than focus on unveiling Jesus Christ. Now 2,000 years have passed and God is telling us, it is all about my Son. It is about all that I have put in him. It is about all that I have brought forth through him. It is all about his stature being unveiled through each and every one of you. That's what it's all about. That's what the gospel is all about. The gospel is about the unveiling of Jesus Christ. And the unveiling of Jesus Christ is a mystery. Only I can tell you who my Son is. Only I can reveal to you what is his stature. And I want to reveal his stature within your being. I want to reveal his stature in amongst you. I want you to understand that what I am bringing forth in him is something entirely beyond all of you, whether singularly or collectively. I'm talking about my glory, says the Lord. I'm talking about my greatness unveiled through my Son. It is through my Son that I will explain myself to you, says the Lord. It is through my Son that I will enable you to understand my ways, says the Lord. It is through my Son that you will know what my Holy Spirit is all about. Without my Son, you have nothing, says the Lord. And you need to understand once and for all that I'm not looking for your greatness. I'm looking to manifest my greatness, says the Lord. It is what I am all about that I'm talking about, says the Lord. And you need to understand and know that the Lord speaks of his glory. He speaks of his glory manifested in his Son. The cross may not look very glorious. It may not sound very glorious. But as we go into the mystery of Christ, you will understand that all that he has given us in the cross of Jesus Christ is to be unveiled through our hearts. So listen and understand as he goes on to talk about this mystery. Right? Verse 16. That he, the Father, would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man. You see, that word power is resurrection power. And that word power is to be unveiled inside of you. It's to be unveiled inside of you by the Holy Spirit in a strengthening. And that strengthening is entirely in dunamis power. Do you understand what the Lord is saying? That the strength I mean to give you, the strength I mean to equip you with, is going to be entirely of my provision by the Spirit to you. It is going to be entirely of the resurrection of my Son. It is what I have invested in him by raising him up from the dead. And that's what you need to understand that you are to receive. So he says in verse 17, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Now faith is substance. Substance of hope So what is the hope that the Lord your God is telling you to focus on? Focus on the Lord Jesus Christ indwelling you. Focus on the Lord Jesus Christ indwelling you. So verse 17 says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you being rooted and grounded in love. The fact of Jesus being unveiled in your heart is a reality of love. Because your heart is being asked to accept all that the Lord your God has given you through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The Christ comes to us as Christ crucified, as Christ raised. And his raising is to be unveiled in our hearts as a reality in which we will stand in a newness of life. That newness of life is called salvation. That newness of life is called salvation. It is an honor that God has bestowed on us in the merits of the Lamb. And so we must understand that you being rooted and grounded in love, when you see the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is a sacrifice of love. The testimony of the body of Christ has to be an expression of love. Because we are entirely the product of love. We are saved entirely because the Father so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever who receives him will be open to this awesome reality of a mystery of grace to be unveiled inside of that person. Amen. So you need to understand this very importantly, right? That you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth. What is he describing? He's describing dimensions that are limitless. And he's saying, what I am bringing through Christ is limitless. Now our minds cannot comprehend that. Because when we look at Christ crucified, he looks very finite. But God is talking about his intentions. God is talking about his will. God is talking about his plans. God is talking about the greatness of himself. That greatness of his I am that was expressed for us on the cross in a sacrifice. And he's saying, what I have invested, what stands behind the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ is a reality that has got no limits. It is boundless. What is the length, the breadth, the height, and the depth? Depth meaning the intensity of what I am bringing into your life. Amen. Verse 19. And to know the love of Christ. You see, the key is to know the love of Christ. You see, the sin offering is to know the love of Christ. Am I right? Because if you and I are going to be partakers of the divine nature, it is the love of Jesus Christ that we must receive, realize, and express. Because it is the love of Jesus that saves us. It is the love of Jesus that deals with the reality of our nature. That unintentional sin that we live in by nature. Are you listening? So God says that sin offering for you, that guilt offering for you, is to be realized as you come alive to the love of Christ. And he says, you must come alive to the love of Christ because it is the basis on which, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. That you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. So these Levitical sacrifices are about how God reveals his fullness. And God reveals his fullness through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So John 1:16 says, of his fullness we have all received, grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. Now where does this grace and truth realized lead us to? To receiving and realizing the fullness of God that is meant to be unveiled through each and every one of us in very peculiar terms. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. That is not poetic language, although it may sound very poetic. It is meant to be a fact of life in you. That you are the product of God's great thoughts. that in the stature of his being, in the stature of his thoughts, in the stature of his greatness, you are called to be unveiled as a son unto him. And you better appreciate that. And you better not let anything else corrupt the fact that you are being saved. That you are being saved so that a great and awesome purpose will be unveiled in your life. And that great and awesome purpose will keep on growing forever and ever and ever. We can't comprehend it. But just listen to the words, the length, the breadth, the height, the depth. God is withholding nothing from you. He's giving you your very best. But he says it must be unveiled as you come alive to the love of Jesus. So it is very important as we look at these processes of salvation, starting with the sin offering, that we are talking about God's love. If the manifestation of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ was not an unveiling of love, then there would be no God in it, because God is love. And in unveiling love, God is revealing, Jesus is revealing who God is. And it is because of who God is that we are being saved. And so what is Jesus bringing into us? The love that describes the nature of God. And through the sin offering, God is telling us explicitly that that love transforms our nature. That love makes us and enables us to be the vessel that God wants us to be. He is defining the temple. And he's defining the temple through the sacrifice of his son. And that sacrifice of his son is to be revealed and to be unveiled and to be developed in the entirety of your being, in spirit, soul, and body. Praise the Lord. It's a creative work. And so Ephesians 2:10 says that you and I are being created in Christ Jesus, the workmanship of the living God. And you need to understand that salvation is the workmanship of the living God. We are not talking about religious righteousness. We are talking about grace upon grace. We are talking about the righteousness of God, and the righteousness of God is being unveiled to us as grace upon grace. So when we look at the sacrifice of Jesus, his fullness is what grace is all about. Of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. That fullness that is received is ordained by the Father. That realization of his fullness is by grace upon grace. Unmerited favor, guys. Unmerited favor. We are receiving the fullness of Jesus Christ, right? In his merits. And in his merits we are being raised to rise into the mount of the Lord to be a peculiar people who will belong to God. And you must understand how great is the grace that should enable sinful people like us to be transformed, to become living expressions of the radiance of the bright morning star. How much God intends in each one of us. How much has God purposed in each one of us. So as we look at these Levitical sacrifices and we look at the processes of salvation, you must understand that those processes of salvation are designed to unveil the mystery of Christ. They are designed to make the mystery of Christ actually living inside of you. In terms explained in your life, that as you change, something of Jesus is being manifested inside of you. As you change, as you are anointed, as you rise to be able to function more and more by the Holy Spirit, it is all being given to you in the name of Jesus. It is telling you how much you have in Christ Jesus. It is all about him being unveiled in you, because he gave himself for you. Are you with me? Let's turn to a verse that is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Numbers chapter 28 verse 2. Numbers chapter 28 verse 2. I'm reading from the New American Standard because they translate this verse brilliantly here. Right? They translate it so well that it comes across so wonderfully. Numbers chapter 28 verse 2. Let's read from verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses saying, command the sons of Israel and say to them, you shall be careful to present my offering. Now they did that in temple sacrifices. We are manifesting it in the fulfillment of the law from the temple of our being. So he says, look at the language, look at the phrasing. You shall be careful to present my offering. So what is salvation all about? Salvation is actually the unveiling of the sacrifice of Jesus from the temple of our being. And as you receive and realize more and more of Christ Jesus, you will unveil his character, his nature, his faith, his love, his forgiveness, his love, right? His obedience to God, his willingness to be entirely subject to the will of God. All that is part and parcel of his sacrifice. And all that is going to be manifested within you. It is because it is of his fullness that the Lord your God is saying that I can save you. I can break the shackles of sin. No matter what kind of sin it is, I have the power to break those shackles of sin because I have given you the nature and character, the faith and love of my Son. And I have manifested his sacrifice to you. And I'm asking you, will you receive and will you accept and will you give expression to his fullness by the Spirit from your heart? So all that teaching about a heart of flesh, that heart of flesh is a construct of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Of his fullness we have all received. Our heart is meant to receive his fullness in substance so that our hearts will be an expression of all that God gave us through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. That's the heart of flesh. So in the Old Testament they actually put an animal on a brazen altar and burnt it. But in the New Testament, in the fire of the Holy Spirit, we are asked to manifest a heart of flesh that is entirely of the fullness of Jesus Christ. It is no longer a ritual. It is no longer a religious celebration. It is no longer a mere expression of obedience to a law. It is the law itself being expressed in us in living terms. And the law is expressed in us in Christ Jesus unveiled. In his character, your character will become perfect. In his nature, your nature will be perfect. In his personality, your personality will become perfect. In his faith, your faith will be perfect. In his love, your love will be perfect. Because everything comes from him. So listen to those words of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. And the Lord told us that we are a sinful people. But hear the words, but grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. That realization unveils a heart of flesh. That realization is the mystery of Christ explained in your being. So to each one of us, the Lord our God is saying, I want to explain the mystery of my Son in your life. I want to unveil the mystery of my Son in your character, your nature, your thoughts, your actions, your lifestyle forever and ever. And as I do it, you will shine as a morning star. You will shine with the light of his glory. You will shine with everything that I have given you in him. And when you will shine in his name. And his name is what I want to see. Listening. So we need to understand something. For us to explain things to principalities and powers, that is an awesome thing, isn't it? Right? But that will tell you how great is the intent of God's will. How great is the intent of God's will that was unveiled to us through the cross. So the cross is not history. The cross is eternity. That's why the Bible says that Jesus Christ was slain from the foundations of the earth. You find that in Revelation chapter 13, verse 8 in the King James and New King James Bible. The Lamb slain from the foundations of the earth. What does it tell you? That in the sacrifice of the Lamb, the foundations of the earth were established. That means in the intents of the Father's heart. That's why he says that in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, everything is described as length, breadth, height, and depth. Because of what stands behind that sacrifice. The greatness of God's will, the greatness of God's thoughts, the greatness of God's plan in all eternity. And we need to understand we are not here talking about the greatness of God. So when you look at yourself, you must understand you are the recipient of the glory of God's grace. That you are the recipient of the glory of God's grace. Let's look at that again from Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. I'll read from verses 3 to 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So in Christ we are blessed in heavenly places. Amen. How are we going to be blessed? Verse 4 says, just as he chose us in him. We are chosen people, but we are chosen in Christ Jesus. Before the foundation of the world, God had already chosen us. God had already purposed to bring forth something in Christ Jesus. Amen. And he's saying that we should be holy and blameless before him. That this realization of what is given to us in Christ Jesus will make us holy and blameless. So when you look at the sin offering, you find that the sin offering, the blood was sprinkled 7 times. 7 represents perfection. Holy and blameless is perfection. So he says, in love, the Father predestined us to adoption as sons. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So God so loved, that love is entirely invested in Christ Jesus. We can only receive and realize the fullness of God's love in Christ Jesus. No Jesus, no love of the Father. Alright. He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will. So you need to understand something, that what God has willed in Christ Jesus is kind. It is an expression of grace. Are you with me? Alright, so verse 6 he says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. Who is the Beloved? The Lord Jesus Christ. The glory of his grace freely bestowed on us. We don't have to earn this, we only have to receive this. Amen. It is time for us as the Church of Jesus Christ to understand how important and crucial everything is in Christ Jesus. The church is not about anything else except the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a pretty dramatic statement to make. That the church is nothing without Jesus Christ. That the entire purpose of the Church of Jesus Christ is to unveil Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit to the Father's glory. Praise the Lord. That everything that God has chosen to do, he means to do it in the fullness of Jesus Christ. We are not the church when we are not willing to manifest the fullness of Jesus Christ. We have to stop playing religious games. And we need to understand that we need to bow ourselves entirely to the reality of who Jesus Christ is. And submit everything in our intellect to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because God is not talking about what you can do and what I can do. God is not talking about how talented different people in the church can be. Ah, he's talking about Jesus Christ. He's talking about everything within us being redeemed and being revealed in Christ Jesus. He's talking about everything within us being transfigured in the light of the glory of the risen Christ. He's talking about everything within us being transformed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Greek word for that speaks of metamorpho, a change of form. Right? The Greek word for transformed is metamorpho, from which the English word metamorphosis. So you see the caterpillar turn into a butterfly. Alright? There is no resemblance between the caterpillar and the butterfly. So metamorpho talks about a change of form. And that change of form means a totally new character, a totally new personality, a totally new creation in Christ Jesus. So that's how God talks about the sin offering unveiling to us perfection. So the blood of the Lamb stands in the reality of what God has ordained in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And what God has ordained in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is for you and me to unveil as a brand new creation. And you may ask, well, how can that be possible? That is possible because of the faith and love of Jesus. That perfect faith, that perfect love that God means to take and develop in our being and bring forth in our being. So just imagine if the faith and love of Jesus is developed inside of you and brought alive inside of you. In the faith and love of Jesus, you have a brand new life. You have totally new perspectives of life. You have totally new abilities. You will have a totally new character and nature. In the character and nature of Jesus Christ that stands behind his faith and his love. Because his faith and his love give expression to his character, his nature, his personality, his entire thought processes, his entire perspective of God, his entire perspective of the greatness of God. And all that is going to be communicated inside of you and me. It's going to be developed inside of you and me. It's going to be brought forth in righteousness and holiness of the truth. Imperfection, guys. And this is the workmanship of God. So let God work. Don't walk away from the Word of God, the deeper things in the Word of God, by simply explaining it's too deep, it's too deep. Hello, brother, you are called for the depths. You are called to receive the length, the breadth, the height, and the depth. You are called to be matured in the realization of all that God has given you in His precious Son. So arise and go forth. Arise and go forth. The sin offering has been made over your life. Hello. The holy place has been opened to you. You are free to commune with God. And as you commune with God, what God is interested in manifesting inside of you is the altar of incense. The altar of incense that unveils the fragrance of Jesus Christ. Because the altar of incense is the passport for entry into the Holy of Holies. So that altar of incense, right, we have done in an earlier module, is about the fragrance of Jesus Christ. And the fragrance of Jesus Christ is the knowledge of Him. And the knowledge of Him is the unveiling of this mystery. Praise the Lord. Amen. So this fragrance of Christ Jesus, let's look at the verse, 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. But thanks be to God who always leads us in His triumph in Christ. And manifest through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. Hello. The sweet aroma of the knowledge of Jesus Christ is what is the fragrance. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God. Amen. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God. And that fragrance is the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that altar of incense is very important. The blood was put on that altar of incense. Amen? Which tells you that through the power of the blood. And what is the power that stands in the blood of Jesus? His faith and His love and His forgiveness for you and me. And in His faith and His love and His forgiveness, every kind of change within us is possible. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So how does Christ strengthen us? He strengthens us with His faith and His love. He strengthens us with His character and His nature. If you and I can receive and realize the faith and love of Jesus, if you and I can receive and realize the character and nature of Jesus Christ, we can be anything God wants us to be. We will be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Matthew chapter 5 verse 48. Praise the Lord. So you are chosen, you are anointed. But you are chosen and anointed to manifest the fragrance of Jesus Christ. Don't forget that. So this heart of flesh that God is talking about is ultimately meant to manifest the fragrance of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the fragrance of the Lord Jesus Christ is manifested to you, you are open to the Holy of Holies. Amen. In fully functional terms. Praise the Lord. So the knowledge of Jesus Christ is what is crucial to us. And we must understand and know that. Amen. We must understand and know that. What is so important about the knowledge of Jesus Christ? Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. What does it tell you? The knowledge of God, which unveils in Christ Jesus, enables you to receive and realize grace and peace. Amen. Praise the Lord. What is so important about grace? Grace gives you unmerited favor before God. Grace enables you to go before God. What does peace tell you? Peace tells you that God is with you. Peace tells you that the blood of Jesus is alive as a living witness within you. Not as the world giveth, do I give unto you. My peace is not of the world. My peace, says the Lord, right, stands through my sacrifice. In Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10, God says, my covenant of peace is indestructible. My covenant of peace is indestructible. Isaiah 54, verse 10. That mountains will go, the heavens can shake, the mountains can fall, but my covenant of peace will not be shaken, says the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that peace that God wants to manifest inside of you is the peace that stands through the blood of Jesus. Amen. But that peace is an expression of the knowledge of the Lord. All right, let's carry on and read what this peace and this grace leads to. What this peace and this grace which unveils in the knowledge of Jesus Christ leads to what? Verse 3. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him, of Jesus Christ. What is it saying? That in the knowledge of Jesus Christ is divine power. Amen? Are you got it? It is in knowing Jesus that you have the power of his resurrection. And he says that power will make you a godly person and it will give you life. True life. Amen? You see, because this true knowledge has been given to us in a calling, and we are called by his own glory and excellence. By his own glory and excellence. I like that word in the New American Standard, excellence. Amen? The New King James uses another word, but I love that word, excellence. Excellence of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Verse 4, for by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, in order that by them you might become partakers of the divine nature. And that's what the sin offering is pointing to. Because you can become a partaker of the divine nature, right? You can receive and realize all that God has for you. It's not about what you can do. It's about what you will allow God to do with you. It's about what God will bring forth in you if you will just simply receive from him what he has for you. Praise the Lord. So God is good. God is wonderful. That's why when the prophet Isaiah announced the coming of the Son, he said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Amen. The government rests on his shoulders, and his name is Wonderful Counselor. In the wonder of him you will be taught, and in the wonder of him being taught to you, you will come alive to the mighty God. Amen. And you will come to realize the everlasting Father, and he will become the Prince of Peace within you. So what does that verse talk about? Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we need to understand how great is this knowledge that God wants to bring forth in us through Jesus Christ. Let's look at another verse, all right?
Remember, the mystery of Christ has to be revealed, and that revelation of the mystery of Christ unveils in a knowledge of Him. All right? So we started the whole teaching series by talking about revelation knowledge. And we said that revelation knowledge unveils in the revelation of Jesus Christ. The revelation of Jesus Christ is the unveiling of the mystery of Christ. Amen? It's the surpassing greatness of His power towards us who believe. Praise the Lord. So this, the ultimate purpose of belief, the ultimate purpose of faith, the ultimate purpose of hope is to manifest an evidence of Him. And the evidence of Him is the knowledge of Him. Praise the Lord. And that knowledge of Him develops in love. Because if faith does not grow into the knowledge of Him that unveils a love for Him, you have missed the boat. Because everything is based on the love of Jesus. You receive the love of Jesus, and your response to Him comes forth from your own free will as you love Him. Amen? And everything that God is going to do in your life is dependent on that realization of the love of Jesus. Now, you can't put this on by the flesh. You have to allow the Holy Spirit to bring the love of Jesus inside of you, allow you to taste it, to live it, and it will result in you having a love for Him. It will result in you falling in love with Him. Are you with me? You can't cook this up religiously. You have to walk in a relationship. That's why last Sunday when we started the series on the foundations of our Christian faith, we started off with this reality of relationship. Because God is interested in establishing a relationship. Amen? He's not interested in establishing the Christian religion. He's here to establish a relationship with Him, an intimacy with Him. Praise the Lord. And the knowledge of Jesus Christ is to be unveiled in an intimacy. Praise the Lord. You need to come alive to the fact that He loves you, that His sacrifice is a personification of His love. And that love is yours to receive, realize, and personify in your being. Praise the Lord. And you will come forth as a new creation. Alright, so let's look at another verse on this word knowledge. Let's turn to the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 1. Now, I don't want to use this verse. I don't want to use this verse yet. I want to go back to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. Pray that. Pray and pray and pray and ask God to build everything in your life in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Ask God for that revelation. Never stop asking Him for the revelation of Jesus. Because the eyes of your heart will be enlightened. Amen? And then you will receive and realize the hope of His calling. And then you will come alive through that calling to the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Amen? You have to understand that God has a great plan. And that great plan requires all of us to fulfill our position in the communion of the saints. Amen? Because it is about the glory of what God wants to do, the glory of His grace. It is so great that each one of us must rise in the calling that God has for us to unveil. Right? To unveil the riches of His glory that you are called to receive and realize in your being. Hello? The riches of His glory in your being. Are you with me? Hello? See, God is not talking about things. He's talking about what He can invest in your being. That's why He's focused on the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you with me? the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ is for you. It is not for a new car, it is not for a new house, or it is not for a new zero to your bank account. It is for you to receive Him. Amen. His fullness. And God is saying that His fullness is the glory of God's grace. And that glory of God's grace is to unveil inside of you as a morning star. And that reality of the morning star is entirely built on the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you listening? God is saying it is the knowledge of Jesus Christ that is the light that will enable you to live. Amen? Everything else is secondary. If you have the light of the knowledge of the glory of God shining in your heart, you will always be steadfast and true. God can give you anything and you will handle it in the right way. You see, salvation is opening to you through the Levitical sacrifice. It's a reality that everything stands in Christ Jesus. Everything stands in you loving Him and belonging to Him. If you wanting Him, of you understanding that Jesus is the be-all and end-all of your life from the depths of your heart. So your heart is to be a heart of flesh, and that heart of flesh is to be of the substance of His fullness, and that heart of flesh that is of the substance of His fullness is to manifest the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. And God says, that is light. That is power. Amen. Praise the Lord. It took the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It took the sacrifice of Jesus Christ to tear the veil. Amen. And to receive and realize all that stands behind the veil, there is a power that is called resurrection power. And you are called to understand from your heart that your heart is designed to receive and realize every dimension of resurrection power that is relevant to God's calling upon your life. Listening, we're talking about deep things, but you must understand why Jesus must become the focus of your life. That why it is so important that we cannot have a gospel message that panders to our carnal desires. How wrong it is. That it will open doors that will always cause the church to stumble. That we must come to understand that it is the Lord Jesus Christ that is God's blessing in our life. And He must reign in our hearts. That if He reigns in your hearts, Jesus Himself said, in My name you can ask for anything, it will be given to you. In My name you can do anything in My name, it will be done for you. Amen. So you need to understand how God thinks, right? Why it is Jesus is at the center of the scriptures. That the entire Bible is structured so that we will come into the revelation of Jesus Christ. Take out Jesus Christ and the Bible has got nothing inside of it. Why has got nothing? Because it will just be a set of stories and a set of principles that go nowhere. But the moment you bring Jesus Christ and you unveil Him from the pages of the scripture, whether you take a passage in the Old Testament or you take a passage in the New Testament, suddenly in Jesus Christ everything that is written has its potential of fulfillment. It is not just a story of someone in the past, it's a story of someone in the past, and you realize a picture that you can be like that person through Jesus Christ. You can be more than that person through Jesus Christ. Far more. Amen? Because in Jesus Christ you can be anything, right? In God. Anything. The length, the breadth, the height, the depth. There are no limitations in Christ Jesus. Amen? So open your heart, pray that God will unveil the revelation of Jesus Christ to your heart. Ask Him to explain the Word of God to you in the testimony of Jesus, so that you are continually receiving the Spirit and life of Jesus, you are continually realizing the faith and love of Jesus. And brethren, all things are possible through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. All things. And salvation is about us receiving and realize all things in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Isn't that exciting? That's why 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 says that the word of the cross is the power of God. And the Levitical sacrifices are all about the word of the cross. And whether we are talking about breaking through bondages of sin, or becoming consecrated to God, or coming into an intimacy of loving God, it is all manifested in the power of God. It is manifested in the dunamis of God. Why? Because Jesus Christ gave himself to God through his sacrifice. Amen. He subjected himself entirely to the will of God. And therein lies the secret for all things. That in the spirit and life of Jesus, through the faith and love of Jesus, there is a power that will manifest in us a change that will enable the will of God to become the desire of our heart. Hello. Listen to those words. That will enable the will of God to become the desire of your heart. Do you understand how powerful desire is in sin? Correct? In sin, can you see how powerful desire is? Right? It can lead you into all kinds of things. Turn around the opposite. That if your desire is manifested in the will of God, just imagine how powerful that will be. So listen and understand. Right? It's all about you receiving and understanding the, what God has given you in Christ Jesus. All things are possible through Christ. So let's fix our eyes on the Lord. Let his glory fill us. Amen. Let's look at another verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. This is giving you a visual reality of the knowledge of the Lord. Verse 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit. So he's saying to you, the Lord is the Spirit. That the Holy Spirit manifests himself as the Spirit of Christ. And he brings into your heart the reality of who Jesus is. He brings into you the reality of Jesus Christ. And it's like looking into a mirror and seeing all things in the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says, as you learn how to do that, you will be transformed by the Spirit into that same image. So as you see more and more of Jesus, you will be transformed more and more into his image. That's the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, rather. What is he saying? As you come to see things in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord your God will manifest that realization into you. It's a very simple process, really. What he's saying is, if you can take care and concern to just see the Jesus whom you want, he will manifest that reality into you. He will manifest that realization into you. He will fashion and form it inside of you. Amen. Same image, guys. Why same image? Because of substance, isn't it? Right? Amen? Because of substance. When we go to module 7 and we talk about the witness of God, you will begin to see that the substance has a witness, and that witness will enable you to realize all kinds of wonderful things on an online basis with the living God. And then you will realize how fearfully and wonderfully we are each made. But you see, you need to leave your intellectual capabilities and discover what you have in Christ Jesus. Amen? You must learn how to function by the Spirit. You have to learn how to function through the witness that God is developing inside of you. And that is a reality God wants you to realize in every activity of your life. We will talk about these things later, right? As we go into consecration and things like that, as we look at the burnt offering and things like that. Shall we just pray? Father, we thank you that we have a purpose, and that purpose is to unveil the mystery. The mystery you have described as the mystery of Christ. The mystery, O God, that is going to be unveiled, O God, in each one of us uniquely. And that mystery is going to be unveiled in our spirit, souls, and our bodies, our hearts, our minds, our thoughts, our words, our deeds, in our intents, our attitudes, our character, our natures, our personalities, in conscious, subconscious, and unconscious terms, in spirit, soul, and body, in heart and in mind. It's an awesome reality, Father. And that reality of the mystery revealed is knowledge, knowledge of the precious one, Father. Knowledge of Him who is the treasure of our hearts. Enable us to understand the message today. And enable us, O God, to hunger after the realization of the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ in an intimacy that loves Him. Because if we love Him, we can do all things, Father, correctly and rightly. So develop our beings. Enable the love of Jesus to flow into us through the realities of the Word. Let the faith of Jesus Christ enable us to draw closer and closer to Him, Father. Enable all things within us in the name of Jesus. And unveil us as a brand new creation in Christ Jesus. And we realize that the heart of that creation is the knowledge of Him, Father. So bless the church across the world and in the heavenly places, both Jew and Gentile, in the true, full, and perfected knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we will, by the Spirit, be able to do all things in the name of Jesus for your glory, Father. So bless us and enable us, O God, to receive and realize all that you have given us in Jesus Christ. We ask this, Father, for your name's sake. In Jesus' name, amen.